Good evening, everyone. I hope you feel uplifted.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a cheeriness in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
God is good.
Yes,
God is really good. In the midst of everything that's been going on, one of the things that God has been saying is the church is going to encounter persecution. And Pastor Barbara come across a story today of this woman who is from Iran, who happens to be moved over here. And in that story, she told her husband that she wants to go back to Iran. Why? All of the oppression and everything that they're doing, they're cutting people's heads off over there. She said that she feels like she's losing her walk with God here in America. That says something. That says a lot. She would rather be there facing a persecution, keeping her walk with the Lord, than being here. Something to think about. We haven't yet encountered the persecutions that they are encountering, but they are coming to the United States. There's different places. You're not seeing this in the news. There's synagogues that are being burnt down. There's churches that are being burnt down. And they're keeping this out of your eyesight so that you don't become alarmed and scared. There's no reason for you to be scared or alarmed because God said these things were going to be happening. Amen? Yes. They actually moved back.
She said she would rather be persecuted than lose her walk with God in America is walking in a demonic realm.
America's walking in a demonic realm. This shows you how big the battle is. Let that settle in. Let it settle in. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24. We talk about this all the time, but it's something that just needs to be within your spirit. And you will hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So everything in America that we're about to go through, that the world is already going through, God prophesied in Jesus's day, in Jesus's time, and said these things are going to be happening. Can't escape them. And the church has to start telling the truth about this so that you don't get in fear and so that you can walk with confidence and surety that Jesus is leading you. Verse 7, for nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginnings of sorrows. You can see the earth is opening up in different places around the world. There's a crack that's going through the middle of Africa right now. The earthquakes from Turkey are still having aftershocks. There was an earthquake on this side of the world. I think it was in Peru. A couple of days ago, Chile. So the Bible is fulfilling itself. Verse 9, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. False prophets are doing their job right now. They're doing their job. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this is the gospel of the kingdom. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. Now, what we want to focus on is the enemy wants to put people in fear about what is happening today. And this is manifesting itself in several different ways. There is no reason to fear the economy crashing, war, violence, or any of the other negative things that are in the atmosphere. You just have to know that these things are going to happen. You just have to know that God is going to take you, if he so desires, through these things. And we have to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If God chooses to deliver us from the fire, fine, we'll walk through it. If he chooses to kill us, fine, we'll be okay. And this is the mindset that the church has to get into right now. We have to remember that God told us these things were going to be. Now, from time to time, we send out emails detailing things that are happening around the world. And those emails should look like this. From the desktop of Pastor Barber, Trump arrested. Now, this particular email is interestingly worded. It's meant to touch your emotions. It's meant to elicit a response. It's meant to draw money out of your pocket. Sometimes when we send these around, we disable the links for you to donate, because the purpose is not for you to donate. It's for you to see what's going on so that you can be in prayer, not be in fear. It's so that you can understand what's happening. How many have heard about they're trying to arrest President Trump? This should never be. But there's so many different false stories that have been put out there about him. And the reality is, this Stormy Daniels story is at least 10 years old. But they keep bringing it back. They keep saying that she's now going to release new information. None of the information that she's released is new. There was no sexual misconduct on the part of President Trump. It is all lies and fabrications. So, what is something that the enemy does? He puts a lie out there. There's no way to back it up or confirm it. The news people spread it. They stir it around. And then instead of people knowing the truth, it gets gossiped around. Oh, President Trump did this. President Trump did that. And none of it is true. The people who are saying what's true are silenced and shut up. But people who have improper motives or looking for monetary gain will solicit in their email systems. They'll solicit on social media. We got to do something about this right now. We got to stop them from attacking President Trump. Send us a $5 donation. Send us a $20 donation. We'll match whatever you send. When you start looking at all of these different organizations, and I'm going to show you at the end, they're collecting millions of dollars. What have they done with all of these millions of dollars? They have enough money over and over and over for each political action committee to have done something. They're not doing it. Be aware. Listen at what they said in this one here. What's happening in the witch hunt? We don't have that. I'm going to read it. Witch hunt investigation against President Trump is appalling. A liberal prosecutor bankrolled by George Soros and other Democrat mega donors is reportedly plotting to arrest President Trump. Liberals will let carjackers, thieves, and rioters off easy while throwing the book at President Trump. See how they're stoking up your emotions. They're telling you what you know to be true. They are letting these things happen. It's not about justice or the truth. It's about politics and revenge. We have a two-tiered justice system that protects Democrats and targets their political enemies. And what's happening to Trump is just the beginning. It's been happening. Where are you people at? How come you have not stepped in before now? Where were you in 2016? Where were you in 2014? Doing the things that you say you're doing now. We're in 2023. You still need money? I don't understand. And these emails that get sent out, again, they're meant to drive your emotions. They're meant to, it's kind of like there's so many different scams that are going on right now. You know, Amazon is always texting me, telling me that I purchased something and I didn't. The state police is calling me, telling me that if I don't report to the police because I missed jury duty, I'm going to get arrested. Somebody called Catherine the other day and wanted to know about our house that we live in, and they wouldn't tell her any information. It's a scam. And by the time we investigated and figured everything out, all they were trying to do was elicit information from us, put us in fear, make us think that we needed to do something. I remember one time I was here working in the church doing something, and I got a phone call from somebody pretending to be Delmarva Power. We're going to shut your power off if you don't go down to the Rite Aid and send us $500. These are real things that happen, but they stoke my emotions. They stoke, man, I can't have the church have the electricity turned off. And they put you in a state of fear. They put you in a state of, you got to react. You got to move. Don't. The closing part of this says, the liberals are terrified of us standing up to them. They know we're winning on the issues, so they're using everything in their power to stop us. That includes investigating their political enemies and trying to throw them in jail. President Trump may be arrested at any moment, so we're asking you for your help now. Come on. Go to the next one, Nancy. Our children are under attack. Parents have the right to protect their young children from dangerous and inappropriate sexual contact, and they especially have the right to post their concerns on social media without a military and law enforcement response. Stoked you right up. Who doesn't love the children? We can't let the children be hurt. God. Our client, Angela Redding, is the mother of two young daughters in North Hanover, New Jersey. When she saw that a district elementary school had put up posters in the hallways made by children as young as 9, using words like polysexual, pansexual, and genderqueer, Angela was horrified. She expressed her concerns to a school board member, a parent of one of the children who created the posters, and even the superintendent of the school. When she was dismissed by all of them, Angela took to Facebook to alert other parents about her disturbing posters. Her post didn't violate the law or any of the rules of Facebook, yet what happened next was an intimidation campaign against her by a high-ranking military official in law enforcement. These types of things are being put out there. You're being told you can't do certain things. It started when Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Schilling of the nearby Joint Base McGuire Dix Lakehurst took issue with Angela's post, claiming it raised security concerns, adding that the Joint Base was working with law enforcement to monitor the situation. But it got even worse when North Hanover Police Chief Robert Duff reached out personally, pressuring a parent who administered a Facebook group where Angela had made her post to remove Angela's comments. When she learned of these actions, Angela was shaken to her very core by military and police involvement, and she feared for her safety and the safety of her daughters. See what the enemy's trying to do? He's trying to spread and sow this fear. We're not leaving her to fight this battle on her own. We're going to join forces with her. Send us a donation. You got to read between the lines. You got to see what they're saying. Gather the information and pray. Gather the information. So, listen at the adjectives that people use in their stories. Adjectives are editorialization. It means they're just blowing the story up. They're just trying to make it look bigger than what it really is. Something that is described as rapidly or egregiously or terrifyingly, this is editorialization, and it's meant to stoke your emotions. Be aware of this. Look out for personification. See if they make a drone, which is an autonomous, remote-controlled object, something like it's sort of a lovable steam engine from Victorian Britain chugging its way through the sky. You can put the picture of the drone up. Look out for the ways information is presented to you. Listen at this news story. The U.S. says a Russian fighter jet collided with an unmanned American drone over the Black Sea. That drone, worth up to $32 million, and crashing into the sea. And of course, it comes amid significant tensions already between the United States and Russia. The United States says two Russian fighter planes intercepted the Reaper surveillance drone as it was flying in international airspace southwest of Crimea during surveillance over international waters. Check this out. They said the Russian pilots were harassing the drone for 30 minutes. The White House calling the pilots reckless. This took place over the Black Sea next to Russia. How can an inanimate object be harassed? It's not real, but they stoked your emotions. We gotta do something about this. They shot our drone down. It hurt its feelings. These are the things. They're so subtle, but they're so deceptive at the same time.
Hello, everyone. What a great lead-in to where I'm going. And my topic today is about scams. So keep your mind on that vein. And just know that the Lord wants you to know the truth. Don't say, it can't be. I'm used to thinking this way. I'm used to thinking that way. No, that's the darkness. And so let me just start and say a prayer to start. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We just praise you, Lord. We just break off the spirit over people's minds, hearts, and spirits right now in the name of Jesus, that they can open their ears and truly receive your truth in this message today. And we thank you, Father. We destroy any fear, intimidation, but we pray, Lord, that they can rise up and take a stand for the truth that they are receiving. And I just thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And I put the shed blood of Jesus over this message today, and I destroy every plan of the enemy in Jesus' name. Well, first of all, I just want to give honor to Pastor Barbara, and I thank her for asking me to share this message, because this is all personal. It's taken from what Christopher said and kind of bring it more personal to you. And I just have to say that I was quite, the scriptures that I found just kind of blew me away, because as I was thinking about this message, and I was thinking the message is called Scams, okay? And what kept coming in my spirit is the love of money, okay? This is what it's all about, is the love of money. And they're going to go after your money in a way that they see you, perceive you, or whatever is going on. They're going to try, and once they get that emotionalism going, they have your money, as Christopher said. So, like I said, Pastor Barbara had asked me to speak on how men would contact me to give them money and what they promised. As I was seeking the Father, he led me to the scriptures on this topic, which I would love to share with you. And really listen closely to these scriptures and even write them down. 1 Timothy 6:10 in the Amplified. For the love of money, now look what's in the parentheses. That is the greedy desire for it and the willingness to gain it unethically. What was just said to you through Christopher? That greed, that love for money, and they're going to do it any way they can because they don't care about you. They want your hard-earned money, and they don't want it. Some of these people don't even want to work. They said, I got a plan in place, and I'm going to see how much money I can get. So for the love of money is a root of all evil, sorts of evil. And some, now listen to this, and some by longing for it wandered away from the faith. Now, they wandered away from the faith. They wandered away from being a believer and said, no, I'm going to worship the God of money because his greed is driving me, or whatever their purpose is. Okay. Doesn't it say, and I should have written the scripture down, it's you either love God or mammon. Okay. You can't love both. And we can't have, what's he say? Don't have any other gods before me. Okay, so look here, that longing for that money, for that God of mammon, they wandered away from their faith and pierced themselves. And this is what happened when they wandered away and started worshiping the God of money, the love of money, and it pierced themselves through and through with many sorrows. So they think they're getting away with something. When they scam you, and we're going to be discussing those, when they scam you, they're going, yay, I won another one. I got another sucker. Guess what? It says here, they're going to be pierced through and through with many sorrows. They're not getting away with it. And sad enough, they used to belong to the Lord. Okay, Jude 11. Woe to them, I'm going to keep an eye on my time here. Woe to them, for they run righteously in the way of Cain. Remember what Cain did? He killed his brother. Selfishness. Whatever, you know the story, and I don't want to go into that right now. And have abandoned themselves for the sake of gain. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This scripture, about a couple weeks ago, I was reading in Jude, and I go, oh my goodness. Abandon themselves for the sake of gain. Okay? So this is what's going on. They have abandoned, they left to gain. They abandon it. They abandon their faith for gain. And I go, wow. And I started thinking about what's going on in the world. What are they trying to do? It's everything for themselves. They're trying to gain everything. You know, all the things that we've been going through, the pandemic and all the lies. This is me personally. I just feel these lies and more lies and these scams and more scams is the darkness getting darker. Okay, that's just me thinking. So they have abandoned themselves for the sake of gain. It offers them following the heir of Balaam. Now, Balaam, I read up on, and just to refresh my memory, and he said he had the Lord, but he really wanted earthly rewards. Okay, and you can go in the story on Balaam. And have perished in rebellion like that of Korah. You know what? You know, like Christopher is just, the things that he said and the things that he read was such a lead in to all of this. Didn't you say Africa's splitting in the middle? Okay. Well, look at what happened to Korah. Rebelled against the Lord. And so he said, I had enough. And the ground opened up. He was swallowed. So think about it. This is very serious. And all of what was said and is going to be said today is very serious. Very serious. You have to trust God in all things pertaining to your life. Even more so. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2 in the Amplified. For people, now they're talking about the last days, and I just took this one scripture out from that whole group. For people will be lovers of their self. They love themselves so much that they're narcissistic and they're self-focused. It's all about them. Lovers of money, impelled by greed. There you go again. Boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane. Now, in Hebrews 13:5, the Lord says, and this is his answer to counter this. This is what he wants from us. Let your character, your moral essence, your inner nature be freed from the love of money. Shun greed. Be financially ethical. Being content with what you have, for he has said, I will never, under any circumstances, you hear this? I will never, under any circumstances, desert you. You have to, if that lie comes to you, because it's the lies are all in the atmosphere. If that lie comes, right here, you have the word of God to put that lie down, to not even let it get near you. Nor, he's saying, I will never under any circumstances desert you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. Nor will I in any degree leave you helpless, nor will I forsake or let you down or relax my hold on you, assuredly not. And that exclamation point was in the Amplified Version. So you've got some promises here that you can go to. Okay, so we're going to move on and we're going to start talking about scams, types of scams, how to find a scam, you know, if it's happening, and what you can do. When you have been involved in a scam, you become a victim. How do we define victim and scam for clarification purposes? The dictionary defines a victim as a person being tricked or duped. You're being tricked. It's examples were already given. What's going on? But what happens when that phone call comes to you? You going to listen and be moved by it or hang up? Whatever. I'm going to tell you something. I am in real estate and I get at least 10 calls sometimes daily. And they're trying to scam me with this program, that program. I get this Medicare rewards calls. I get all these crazy calls. And you know what? I used to get so mad and just block them. No. You know what they do? They go and find another call and they say, let me get after her again. I don't know if it's they're targeting realtors. I don't know what's going on. I looked at my phone and ignored about 10 phone calls today. I think it was close to 10 phone calls. And I know who they are. I says, oh, 407, blah, blah, blah. That's Medicare rewards. Call me. Forget it. I'm not answering it. You know, this type of stuff. So I don't change it because then I know who it is calling me, another scammer. Okay, so scam is defined as a dishonest scheme. Okay, how is it dishonest? Because they lie to you. They're trying to get to you. They're trying to trick you. And it's a fraud. In relation to your involvement in a scam, now listen very closely. This is really where it's at, where you are the victim of a scam. You become a person who was tricked as a result of a dishonest scheme against you. In other words, they tricked you in order to make a gain for themselves. Remember what Jude said? Abandonment for gain. Have you ever been contacted out of the blue and asked to give money? You don't have to raise your hand. Just think about it. Generally, people, you know, most people want to help people. But these scammers are going to make up stuff to get to you to get your money. And I have to say, piggybacking what Christopher said, I think I get about 10 emails a day about President Trump. And they're even using his name, like he said, to scam you. That money doesn't go to him. It's he's being used, and it's also a backward thing, because you might get mad that you're getting all these, why is President Trump sending me all? He's not sending it. They're trying to get your money, but they're also trying to turn you against President Trump. You have to sit and think about these things. So when people, just let me, what's coming to me is Hurricane Katrina. All these people gave all this money, and you found out later all that money went to somebody's salary and the Red Cross and all of that. So those people never got the benefit from what I'm hearing. I could be wrong. So generally people give especially, so I'm sorry, generally people give especially when a person is in need. You need to ask yourself, is this legit when they call you or contact you? Or is someone trying to trick me and make me believe it's legit in order to get my money for themselves? In the past decade, these dishonest schemes or scams have increased, where the scammers are trying different methods and ways to get money from you. They are on Facebook, daily robocalls, internet, charity calls. You know, these robocalls I get, and when I was typing this and getting this together, the Lord reminded me, I kept getting, now at this time, I was living in the town of Smyrna, so I was paying taxes there, and I already had my own, our own police, ambulance, you know, the fire officials, all of that, okay? So you're going to call me and ask me to give to this fireman's or police association when I'm already paying my dues to the town. I said, look, they start with their talk, and they won't be quiet. I just say kindly, please, I'm not interested, and I keep talking. So I have to be rude and just hang up, because I don't want to be that way, but that's what happens. So after a while, and they call with such affirmative voice, you know, is this Barbara Alsop? You know, and I'm like, you know, and like I'm a fireman chief or whatever they want to. So they call. I haven't heard from them lately, so I guess they gave up. But other people took their place. So it's to get money from you and get, now this is another key. It's not just about money. They want to get into your bank account. They want to get your personal information. You know, they want that. And let me tell you some things towards the end, what happened, okay, to me. Sad to say, now this, I got to tell you, wake up. The church has its ways, you know, and God's going to take care of them. But I need to alert you, when I was not in Lighthouse, not here. In fact, anybody that's watching, and you guys, this is the most fantastic church ever. I just have to say that. So, how many churches was God fully allowed to be? Now, why are these leaders in these other churches begging for money? Because God's not going to, well, he's telling me to stop. So anyway, we won't go any further. But there's a reason why they're asking you for money and using God's name. Okay. And you can figure the rest out, or he'll tell you, because he's told me to stop. Okay. So sad to say, it exists in the church. And now this I have witnessed. Leaders in other churches, not Lighthouse, leaders asking, this was churches, I've been searching for Lighthouse for 40 years, maybe. I was Pastor Barbara. I was all these churches. I did not know there was a Pastor Barbara. I did not know there was a Lighthouse. So I got into these situations and I had to kick myself. I was upset and the Lord said, just, I'll take care of it. So anyway, leaders were asking for your money in order to get a word or prophecy from the Lord for you or for prayer for a need. You have stated God will do it. It's not, so this scam stuff is not just in the world. It's in some churches, okay? And I'm putting that out there because you may not know that, but I've experienced it. And but the thing is, once again, you're a young Christian, you're hungry, you're growing, and you want God so much, you know, and so that's being taken advantage of at times in some places. I'll leave it there. Or have you had a service? Now, this just happened to me lately. I says, uh-oh. I get my car always serviced at a particular place, okay? Never have a problem. They work with me. They changed hands. When they changed hands, they changed policies. And next thing I know, I said, wait a minute. My tires aren't, what did he call them, choppy? And then he was changing my battery needed to be changed and all this. And I said, I'm feeling uncomfortable about this, Lord. So I talked to the girl and she says, we've been having problems like that because this new management, I don't know exactly what their policy is, but it's not to serve the people. It's to try to rip them off. In fact, a lady came in a couple weeks after me. She just got the battery for 2 months and they said, hey, she needs a new battery. And he told me my battery failed. Now, batteries last, I'm not a mechanic, but batteries last, I think, about 5 years at least. So now I was on guard already, but that was confirmation. Okay, now I'm going to tell you something that happened. I didn't know how the Lord wanted to do this, so as I'm going, I'm going to put a personal thing in as he leads me. But I have some personal things at the end. Okay, I believe this is a scam too. The Lord doesn't tell you to go into scams, but the people that are, you know, he told me to do this, build this house and this and that. So I'm calling Pastor Barbara up. Oh, there's so many repairs. There's like four pages of repairs and I'm going on and on. And she says, stand with them. Don't. So I did. I just couldn't believe it. So almost 20 years of real estate, I never had this problem, you know, with other people's and everything. But they hired, this is what was going on during the COVID, because they were hiring cheap labor. And what a builder does, they have a budget. And they go, okay, this is for this, this is for that. How can we increase our profit? How? Hire cheap labor. And they don't care because they, and some people were getting paid from the government. So he says, I don't want to work. Why do you see so many hiring signs up and all of this? So, but anyway, I said, I made a stand. I said, trust the Lord. And he did everything, and after a year now, I have one more repair to get done. So, whatever, it's not his fault, it's the people, you know, and it's not that he didn't tell me to do it, but the thing is, there's sometimes challenges. What did he say when they went into Promised Land, there's so many giants, you know, so you have to fight some things when he tells you to do different things. So, I also had another incident where it had to do with the grass. I asked the man to do the grass. He takes my money, doesn't come back for a week. Wouldn't come back. Okay, so I called Pastor Barbara up again. Oh, I don't want to call the police. I don't want to call the police. But guess what? That's what I had to do to get that man back. And I also owed him some money. I said, all of a sudden he's standing at the door with his hand out. I said, no, you're not getting this money. You do what you need to do here. So he's standing outside my front of my house, so upset. I said, Lord, what should I do? Because the man is just like standing out there. But he soon left, and all was well, and it got taken care of. But I had to threaten to call the police to get him because he didn't finish his job. So, and I'll tell you later, those kind of scams happen, okay? Okay, and then in my personal life, I'll tell you that later. It's a little longer. I'm watching my time here. where they are getting over on you by stating they will do this while taking your money, not fulfilling their obligation or promise to you. That's what scams are. They give you, they say, I'm going to take your money and I'll promise to do this, and they don't follow through. It's a scam. There are so many scenarios we face daily, and you need to begin to look at them objectively. Ask the Father where and what you should do in taking care of these things. Believe me, He will guide you as He has done it in my life. Follow His peace. Okay, now we're going to look at the signs of a scam. They contact you, and you really don't know who they are. So, I don't even answer the phone because I already know their phone number. So you don't have to pick up the phone once you follow those numbers and know what they're going to say. And sometimes it's a robocall. They all sound the same. They dangle bait, usually money. If they dangle a big prize, they're probably lying. Do you ever get these calls where you want a cruise ship? By the way, send me $500 and I'll send you the whatever. They want your personal, and now this is very key. These scammers are not just doing this light thing now. They're going deeper. They want your personal information. They want your name, your address, your social security number. They want your bank account. Now listen further when I start telling you about the bank account. Don't give it to them. You can be a victim of identity theft. You have to, and then there's another one where you have to pay them first. They will say you have won a prize, but you have to pay for an upfront fee. Yep. And then some of them want you to send money or gift cards. Okay, now here's types of scams. Advance fees. They say you won this or whatever. You know, they dangle with emotion. I didn't plan on this money. This is what happens. I didn't plan on this money. I'm going to get $500 and... Well, send me $500, I'll give you whatever. You know, it's these advance fees. Tech support scams. I almost fell into this one. They want you to pay, and then you said, okay, I want access to your computer. Better not. Amazon calls me too. And I said, I got this. They said, here, we'll send you over. And we'll have this our support person talk to you. All of a sudden, you hear is this man from India, okay? And he knows about computers? No, he only knows to get into your computer. Okay, phishing. Someone calling for your personal information. So that's they say, you know, they're this person, that person, and they're going to find a way to get into. And what's coming to me right now is that they are even evaluating this. I'm just hearing this right now. These scammers are evaluating which approaches aren't working, and they take a calculation of this. Okay, so maybe you didn't hear about the student forgiveness loan scams. Okay, if you didn't hear about them, that's probably not working. So they're going any way they can. It's all unethical. Okay, emergency scam. Now, I've talked to people that had this. They're calling about someone in your family with a need. And when you become emotional about it and really believe them, that's when they ask for the money. Okay, IRS or government imposter scams. An official calls you about back taxes and tells you if you don't pay, you'll go to jail. Okay? Foreign money exchange scams. Okay? That's where they say, I'm going to deposit this money in your account. Just give me your bank account and this and that. And someone sets, now get this. Now that's the next one. Someone sets up a situation where they will put money in your account, but it's only a sly way to get your personal information. Okay? Number seven is counterfeit cash checks. Now this is scary. You're asked to deposit their check in your account, and in the end, you may be charged with forgery. Okay? Bogus debts. They call you and they're threatening, demanding that you pay on a debt you don't know nothing about. Okay? Home repair scams. Now, this happened in my neighborhood. They put these little things on your doorknob. And I heard that one of the guys, I looked at it the first time I first moved there. I said, I don't know, I don't feel good about this. Found out later he's in prison. Okay? Somebody got him and he's in prison. Okay? And also, too, I'm going to interject this one because I'm feeling the Lord wants me to interject some of the ones I was going to. I'm still going to talk about him, but I won't talk about him again. This man, now this is crazy. I just moved into this house. I don't care about pest prevention, okay? So I'm just trying to cover the, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to make it livable. People don't see in my windows, you know, stuff like that. He's telling me about this pest prevention. And it's January, or no, what was it? February or March, it was cold out. No pest is coming in my house. They're freezing underground, you know? So I'm on a Facebook page with my neighbors. They said, did you know that guy that was going around with the pest control? I said, yeah, they had it on Facebook. They went over to the neighborhood across the street and they took a picture and he was in a Tesla. And he's collecting money for pest prevention, which you're not going to get. But you get his money, he's paying for his Tesla, okay? So, and there's some, you got to watch with these people, okay? Business opportunities. Jobs that require you to pay upfront for training along with statements that seem like it's too good to be true, okay? Shopping sprees. They offer you a free shopping spree if you give them your information, okay? Now, there's some latest scams that I saw that's coming up. Now, the student loan forgiveness scam, they put that on ice right now. So I don't know if these scammers are gonna bring that back up. Phone scams, Zelle, which is kind of like Venmo and Cash App. You gotta watch, somebody told me in PayPal and Cash App, you can get scammed. You've got to watch. Venmo is secure, but those other two aren't. And Zelle, I haven't heard too much about. Cryptocurrency. There's scams about that. And, you know, I got to just throw this out to you. You know, way back when I was born again, 50 years ago, you started hearing all that was going to happen now. But we heard it back then. They said gold is going to be worthless and they're going to be throwing it on the ground. Why are they pushing gold right now? Must be a scammer. Okay, I'm just saying, you ask the Lord about it, but it's scriptural too, something about them throwing gold down on the ground because it's worthless. Okay, that came to me as a romance. Oh, this is crazy. Okay, so you get these people on Facebook, and I get upset because they're trying to romance you, saying, oh, I love your pose, you are so beautiful, and all this crazy stuff. And they put it on posts that I'm trying to encourage people's faith, okay? So, and then you go and look in their background. They want to be your, it says, I tried to become a friend with you, but I couldn't. So could you befriend me? No, because you want my information. I had this one guy call me just a couple weeks ago, knew my name, everything. And I said, where did you get my phone number? He said, from iCloud. I don't know. I don't know too much about iCloud. But I said, look, bye. so so they will try to romance you, and you know, especially you young girls, and you know, these people do research on people, you know. They check out what you're all about, okay? And you know, you can get somebody that wants to meet you and all this and that, and I only have to go into that to tell you about that one for me, what happened. But so what I'm saying is, don't fall for that. And if you go and click on their name, most of the time those men that are trying to reach out and want to be your friend and you're beautiful and all of this and that, it's a scammer. They set up a fake name, a fake everything. And if you notice, just that day is they just happen to have a profile of all the pictures to that day that you called them. Okay. So you need to check that out too. Online purchases. Watch your personal information on online. They say, yeah, it's verified, it's safe. How do you really know? Okay. Someone must be watching my information. You know why? Because I thought that I didn't have enough storage for my email. So I says, okay, I'll buy storage. Not soon after that, Chase contacted me and said, did you put this in your credit? Did you charge this? I said, no. Immediately, I have a new card again. Okay, so these emails that come and say you need storage or something, it says it seems official with Verizon, okay? Right after that, they took my number and tried to charge $100-something on there. Okay, skimming devices. Now, my sister is visiting me, and she said there's a lot of that in the gas stations. It's better to go in and put your credit information in to get gas. I haven't heard anything about it here, but I'm just letting you know. Elderly scams, they really go after the elderly. Telemarketing scams. Now, this went on for a while. Car warranty. I got so tired of hearing about the car warranty. You know, that went on for a while. That's on ice right now. Charitable contributions, restaurant scams. Guess what? You go to a restaurant and you don't pay with your debit card. Do not. If they're going to go and pay with a credit card, and if they scammed you, then you can report it to your credit card company. Okay? So, if you do it with your debit card, they might empty your whole bank account out. Okay, so be careful, because you need to, with credit cards, you need to check every one of them out. I was scammed about furniture that never came. I called my credit card company up, and they reimbursed me. They try to call the merchant. The merchant doesn't say anything, then they credit you. I had some other things where I had left the one resident to come to this one, and they tried to keep charging me for home security when I already canceled it. So finally, I said, look, I'm not paying this, okay? I don't even live there, you know? So a lot of prayer went into that, and that got settled. Okay, so, and also with the furniture scams and everything like that, like I said, if there's something, if you see something on your credit card bill, go call them up and submit a dispute. Okay, now these were the scams I was involved in. I was wanting just people to know Jesus, and some of them I ministered to, and seeds were sown. But then there's a couple that come up, and this one, it was a whole long story, and I'm not going to go into it, but some of you know about it. I did give him money, and he was saying, oh, how I helped him spiritually and all this and that, and I don't know. You have to, if you feel to do that on Facebook, just be aware, because there's going to be some that are just going to fake, you know, be a scam. So jury duty. Now, this is just recent. I fell for that. You know why? I haven't fell for any scams since that Facebook one. But I fell for that because I was in the midst of a very busy working on the AGLO conference. And I mean, we were like super busy and I didn't even think. And I go and give the $500. Okay. And I could not get it. And I could not get it back because the bank said you voluntarily gave it to them. They called me up and they told me I was going to go to jail because I didn't show up for jury duty. What I was looking at is I had a problem with getting always my mail from the other place. So you see where that truth came in, coupled with a lie. You have to watch. Like Christopher said, you have to sit down and well, I was so involved in getting the AGLO conference off, I didn't even think about it, and I got scammed. Okay, I told you about the pest prevention, the home grass, the building the home, the repairs. This was another scam that was going about, was gift cards. Our real estate office, people are calling, this is so-and-so, can you come and get me some gift cards? You know, as they were pretending they were some other real estate agent. And that the company took care of that. Now, this is the latest scam that I had nothing to do with. How did this happen? I get in the mail a PNC account that I never opened. I called up PNC. This was a checking or savings account. I called up PNC, and they said, you have to go to your local branch. So I went there. These people had I don't know how they got it, my Social Security number, my name, my address, my birth date. And I don't know how they got that. I really don't, because I don't freely give out my information like that. So I was highly upset, and I said, okay. I was upset, but I said, you know what? I'm not going to get all crazy about it. Lord, what are we going to do about this? So what happened was the bank said, we'll go and she gave me the people's, I don't know if it's true or not, their email, if it's the right email. And the person had a Delaware license. They opened up an account. Do you know, just want to tell you, there are some banks out there, you know, when you do your banking, like I do with a different bank, Artisans, here in Delaware, the Delaware Bank, they don't open up any account online. You want to open up an account, you take your personal information in and they recognize it's you and they open the account. There are some other banks out there. One was Wells Fargo. Another one's PNC. They can open up account with your information. Yeah. You have to be careful. I don't know why these banks are doing this. They're not verifying any information. And voila, they got an account in your name. But guess what? They have my address. So all the information is coming to me and I'm giving it to the police. So see, they think they have something, but they don't. Okay, so I go and talk to the police. And they want me to keep them. I actually am starting to have a folder of this information. Yeah, on this. And they are investigating it. And they even have the Delaware victim department on this. So I have another piece of information that just came in the mail from PNC. Signed my name digitally. Yes. Signed my name. Okay. And the last one I'm going to tell you about. Now, we don't want to think that our family is going to scam us. But when I was, my sister and I were gathering our parents' information together. And we found out that, my father really trusted his nephew's son. And he was in Smith Barney and those kind of investment group. And my father liked to invest. He liked to do the stocks. And when it come right down to it, the money he said he had, he didn't have. Because my cousin's son scammed him. And I don't know how much money. To this day, we don't know. Now, one thing he used to go around, he'd go and brag, I got this much money in the bank. You don't do that. You don't go bragging this stuff because you're setting yourself up. And another thing is, too, he trusted that side of the family. And this cousin's son also scammed some of this, because they live in Pittsburgh, also scammed some of the Steelers. Yeah. So not only my father, but the Steelers. So that's what I have to say to you about scam. And that's what happens. And there's all types of scams out there. And I just want you to know, and I want you to be aware. And I think, I personally think it's getting worse in this area. Father, may this truth truly set your people free. And not in fear, but to be educated in what's happening around them. And I just thank you, Father, for the truth that's come forth. And I thank you for what you're doing in their lives. And really what I sense is, if you want prayer in this area, you want the Lord to touch you to not be naive, not be trusting people, not be, have a balance with it, not fear, but just trusting what's going on. And the main thing is, he wants you to go to him first on these things. But what did he say in the message? Follow your peace, follow his peace. So if you want the Lord to touch you in this area, you feel like you need to be strengthened, that this doesn't happen to you, that you want to be more discernment, you know, whatever your need in this area, he wants to release that over you as you come forward.